energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 73. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 48 tonight, mainly clear. High of 75 tomorrow, clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A member of an education advocacy group met with lawmakers in Topeka, but Republicans questioned the function of his advocacy group. Scott Rothschild monitors legislation for the Kansas Association of School Boards on behalf of 286 school boards statewide. Rothschild mentioned the years of underfunding at Kansas public schools, but Representative Christy Williams of Augusta believes that you can do fantastic things in a school district for $3 million. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and nurse navigators are helping at every step of the way for those diagnosed with it, including Samantha Reno, who's been a nurse navigator for about a month now at Ascension Via Christi in Wichita.
The breast program is to help navigate patients through their breast cancer diagnosis through chemo, radiation, surgery, all of that, because it's very overwhelming. It's a lot for a patient to have to go through.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/youearnedit. That's aarp.org/youearnedit. Paid for by AARP.
Contracts have been awarded for two upcoming Kansas Turnpike Authority construction projects. One will overlay and increase the vertical clearance of KTA's mainline bridge in Sedgwick County at mile marker 36 near I-35, with the contract being given to Donlinger & Sons Construction at the bid amount at nearly $1.6 million. The other bid amount is for $250,000 to Mize Construction Incorporated to fix water line problems in Sumner County near mile marker 19, and that project will begin later this month. Two Kansas railroad companies have been awarded $47 million in federal funding for rail improvement projects. Governor Kelly announced these as a part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. Watco, based in Pittsburgh, will be receiving $15.7 million to convert eight locomotives into fully battery-powered units, while Neodesha subdivision of the South Kansas and Oklahoma Railroad, a subsidiary of Watco, will receive up to $31.2 million for track-related improvements.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Johnson, Grand Island police are investigating a theft at St. Paul's Christian Child Care. Thousands of dollars have reportedly been stolen. GIPD have spoke with staff members at the department earlier this week, and it's been reported that in excess of $150,000 have been stolen. This investigation is open and active. UNK students have rallied together to protest the budget concerns after the school announced that they are trying to trim their budget down by $4.3 million in arts and humanities. Student organizer Laura Rosema spoke with KSNB Local 4.
It was heart-wrenching. It was extremely upsetting to think that multiple someones somewhere didn't value the humanities and the arts.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Looking to get Boeing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington, we've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Department will host a drive-through flu shot clinic in Marysville Wednesday, October 4th, 9 until 6 at the Lakeview Sports Complex on North 20th Street. This is for flu shots only. COVID vaccines will not be available today, and the Health Department building in Marysville will be closed Wednesday. Marshall County Outreach Flu Clinics are scheduled next week, Monday at the Helvering Center in Marysville, 12:30 to 1:20. Thursday in Blue Rapids and Waterville. Monday, October 16th, stops are planned in Axtell, Summerfield, and Beatty. October 17th in Frankfort and Vermilion. And October 19th in Bremen. Immunization forms online at marshallcountyhealth.org. Residents are reminded to bring current insurance cards. A candidate forum is planned Thursday evening in Marysville, featuring candidates for Marysville Mayor and City Council, as well as USD 364 School Board. The forum, open to the public, is to begin at 7 p.m. at Marysville City Hall. Contested races include Todd Fry challenging incumbent Jason Barnes for Marysville Mayor, and for City Council Position 1, Chris Schrader is challenging incumbent Parker Price. Three of four school board positions are contested, with Paige Howard and Chance Hartner filed for position 2, Buster Schmitz and Jessica Jordan for position 3, and Michelle Reinhart and Craig Harris filed for position 4. The candidate forum Thursday evening in Marysville, 7 p.m. at City Hall. Blue Rapids is hosting a candidate forum October 30th, 6:30 p.m. at the Community Center. Photo registration is open now through October 17th, when advance balloting begins for the November 7th general election. In addition to the Marshall County Clerk's Office, you may also register at the Axtell, Blue Rapids, Frankfort, Vermilion, and Waterville City Clerk's Offices. USD 113 School Board replied to recent challenges by Nemahal Central, Frankfort, Centralia, and Jackson Heights districts regarding land transfer, in a letter to the editor September 20th in the Seneca Courier-Tribune. Kansas State Board of Education has been asked to intervene in a disagreement after the Wetmore School was closed and students relocated, many to adjacent districts, noting that the land transfer would involve some 40% of USD 113 territory, while the Wetmore School encompassed around 12%. The request is termed unjust. The state board is researching procedures and identifying potential mediators in the case. A Beatrice man was identified by video surveillance in connection with a home break-in west of Beatrice. 43-year-old Barry Wayne Lomax had reportedly entered through a basement window of a home last Wednesday and was later arrested on suspicion of burglary, attempted theft, and criminal mischief. A nationwide emergency alert is planned this afternoon. FEMA and FCC will coordinate notifications through broadcast media outlets at 1:20 p.m. Central Time, and cell phones will also identify wireless emergency alerts. Michael Ray Tyler, age 58, of Las Vegas, husband of Janet Robinson Tyler, formerly of Marysville, passed away August 21st. Funeral services planned Thursday, October 5th, 3:30 at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville, with burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley is in charge of arrangements for Michael Ray Tyler. Deona F. Brenner, age 88, of Randolph, passed away October 2nd. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Alert Covenant Church. Burial in the Peach Grove Cemetery. Visitation Sunday with family from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Anders Feifley Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Deona Brenner. Larry Haas Holsapple, age 80, of Seneca, passed away September 29th. Private burial at Seneca City Cemetery is planned with a visitation Wednesday 4 until 7 at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Larry Haas Holsapple. Linda A. Bryson, age 85, of Wymore, passed away September 29th. Memorial service October 13th, 11 a.m., at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home, Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Linda Bryson.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Flu season is here, and the Washington County Health Department has you covered. Join them for their upcoming flu clinics to be held October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th throughout Washington County. Visit their Facebook page for specific times and locations and to access necessary forms. Be sure to bring your insurance information with you. Don't wait. Get your flu shot and help keep Washington County strong. Call 785-325-2600 to schedule an appointment today.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands including Ashley, as well as Whirlpool and Maytag appliances. Over 300 new appliances in stock for immediate pickup or delivery to your home with free shipping on all purchases over $499. Check out name brand dishwashers starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $488. From Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. And partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Friday. Otherwise sunny and breezy with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 5 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Some rain showers may continue into Friday night, staying clear and much cooler with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some frost early Saturday morning, sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Starting to warm back up into Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s, and clear skies Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. And still warming up into Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early October 75, record high in this 57. The average low 49 and the record low 26. Sunrise this morning, 7:26. Sunset this evening at 7:06. Give or take an inch of rain widespread across the region. We were just short of an inch at studios here in Marysville last night.
If it sounds like a hailstorm but the sky is clear, odds are you have an oak tree nearby. It's all about acorns today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 4th, the 277th day of the year. Actress Susan Sarandon is celebrating a birthday, and carving began on Mount Rushmore on this day in 1927. There's no predictable pattern for the boom and bust years for oak trees and acorn production. Some years, relatively few acorns fall, while in others, called mast years, it can seem like a hailstorm. The sound of falling acorns varies from ripping as they tear through leaves to various dings, clang, and rattles as they hit roofs, patios, cars, and other structures. And a mast year can be brutal for hikers. If you have oak trees near you, here's a fact to ponder. In a good year, one large oak can drop up to 10,000 acorns. On the upside, you'll have some happy squirrels. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Sonic 2 for 7 deal lets you choose from the Sonic Cheeseburger, Chicken Sandwich, or Footlong Chili Cheese Coney. Any two for $7. So you can mix and match a deliciously melty Sonic Cheeseburger and a crispy chicken sandwich with the perfect amount of pickles. Or you can pair that brioche-topped chicken sandwich with the Footlong Chili Cheese Coney you've been craving. Either way, you'll get two mouth-watering Sonic items for one great price. It might be the greatest pairing since cherry and limeade. Sonic 2 for 7 deal. Tax not included. See menu for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home is proud of the skill, spirit, and perseverance of the Southern Raiders fall sports teams and will be rooting for the guys and girls at all the upcoming events. Good luck, athletes, from your friends at Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, 505 North 9th, serving Wymore with dignity. Vance Gerdes Funeral Home is singing the praises of the Diller Odell High School students involved in music, FBLA, FFA, speech, band, and every other academic area. These students have worked hard, and their talents will surely shine this week in their events. From your friends at Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Jalen Daniels, after missing the Texas game this weekend, missed practice on Monday due to that re-aggravated back injury. Lance Leipold provided more context, saying that Jalen Daniels' back injury flared up at the team hotel Saturday morning before the Jayhawks went through final preparations of the game. With a planned trip to Duke and a completed trip to UConn, number one prospect in the class of 2024, Cooper Flagg has canceled his trip to Lawrence. The lengthy forward will begin his senior season at Montverde Academy in Florida. Joseph Michael Krause, the former KU football player who allegedly called in a bomb threat, has waived the right to a preliminary hearing and is seeking a diversion. Judge Amy Hanley has accepted Krause's waiver and scheduled a hearing for November 30th for arraignment and an update in the process. But she also added if the diversion application is accepted, the hearing will be canceled. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
Burwell is Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvaney, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Isaiah Morris, a senior at Kansas City Christian School in Prairie Village, has broken the all-time Kasha record for career goals. The previous record was 101, and entering a game against Bishop Seabury in Lawrence, Morris had 99. He scored four for a new record of 103, and they still have six games left on their schedule. Morris has been first-team All-State for the last 3 years, including a Conference Player of the Year in 2022. He is currently uncommitted at the college level. The Sunday night football game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the New York Jets was the most-watched Sunday show since the Super Bowl. The game accumulated an average of 27 million listeners during the entire broadcast. The average viewers per minute on NBC streaming service Peacock was 1.85 million viewers, making NBC's largest sports viewing audience of all time for a regular season game. The game was up 22% from last year's matchup in Week 4, where the Chiefs played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY, following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on KNDY, scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
Understanding frost and freeze warnings can help you better protect your plantings. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A frost advisory is usually issued when minimum temperatures between 33 to 36 degrees are expected. These continue in fall until a killing freeze ends the season and begin in spring with the growing season. Frost is more likely on a clear night when the ground heat is lost to the atmosphere. It's also common on still nights or when winds are light, allowing a layer of cool air to settle at the surface. Cool temperatures and moist conditions increase the risk of frost and freezing, and those low spots in your landscape are the first to be affected as cold air sinks. A freeze watch is issued when a large area could potentially be hit with freezing temperatures within 24 to 36 hours. A freeze warning means freezing temperatures are expected to occur. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Annual American Legion Baseball Fall Soup Day will be Thursday, October 5th, serving 11 to 7, the Marysville American Legion. They'll be featuring chili, ham and bean, vegetable beef, and chicken noodle soup, plus sandwiches and homemade desserts. They will offer delivery at noon with takeouts available all day. Annual American Legion Baseball Fall Soup Day is Thursday, October 5th, serving 11 to 7 at the Marysville American Legion.
Landall Company is proud to bring Montgomery Gentry to Marysville. October 12th at the Landall Family Sports Complex, starting at 7 p.m., Landall Company celebrates 60 years. Free entry for all with food, drinks, and entertainment starting at 5 p.m. in the Marysville City Park. An open house at Landall headquarters from 1 until 4 p.m. includes company tours and prizes. Bring your family, friends, and blankets as Landall Company celebrates 60 years by welcoming Montgomery Gentry to Marysville October 12th at the Landall Family Sports Complex.
After harvesting potatoes, it's tough to keep them from sprouting over the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Nip potato sprouts in the bud with essential oils as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Potatoes Those are hormonal. Hormones keep them in dormancy and also tell them when to sprout, despite your best efforts to properly store them in a cool, dark place. Nora Olson is an extension potato specialist at the University of Idaho. She was part of a research team looking for an organic method to stop the sprouting without affecting the rest of the potato tissue. They found several essential oils that seem to do the trick.
We have done almost every essential oil you can think of. Some of the oils that are very easy to have access to, mint oil, clove oil, things like that, they can actually then be volatilized and have high enough concentrations that it would impact the sprout of the potato.
Specifically, they found that spearmint oil, peppermint oil, and clove oil suppressed sprouting by physically damaging rapidly dividing cells in the sprout. It's best to apply the oil just as the bud is developing, because the longer the sprout becomes, the more difficult it is to control. Olson says the application method depends on what kind of essential oil you're using.
Some we can actually heat up and it makes a true fog or a vapor, and then it will actually come in contact with that very sensitive tissue and it will kill the tissue in that area. Some products you can put in water or you can spray on the potatoes, or you can wick it on. Like mint oils are great ones to put on some sort of cotton swab or blotter paper.
Some potato varieties are more aggressive sprouters than others, so you'll have to apply the oil every 2 to 3 weeks. Olson says potatoes might smell like your toothpaste, but they won't taste like it. Learn more about controlling potato sprouts with essential oils at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a public auction of antiques, collectibles, and household items for the Frank Feldhausen Estate Saturday, October 7th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 995 5th Road, Rural Bremen. Selling 3 and 4 stack lawyer's bookcases, an oak library stand, 7 violins in cases, number of advertising items, belt buckles, a few toys, a few knives, Prell Mercantile Crocs, Red Wing Crocs, Red Wing Jugs, Red Wing Churns, some coins selling, as well as household items, including an oversized lift chair, queen-size sleep number bed, full-size beds, chest of drawers. Also selling a 1970s Sidewinder tri-hole boat with 125 Johnson outboard motor and trailer. This estate auction for Frank Feldhausen, Saturday, October 7th, begins at 10 a.m. From Marysville, go 3 miles west to the Herkimer Corner at 6th Road, north 2 miles and a mile west. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
There are any trails that move settlers from east to west, often charted courses to help reduce the number of obstacles in their path. Those trails also kept another very important resource in mind, and you can find that along this stretch of the Santa Fe Trail near Lyons, Kansas. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Some say the beginning of the Santa Fe Trail is traced to 1821 and William Becknell, who set out from Franklin, Missouri toward today's state of New Mexico. However, we know this route had been used for many years before his trek.
The trail was an old Indian trail. It was also a previous old animal trail. So it was easier than just going across country and blazing a new trail. There were markings on it.
Charlene Akers is the executive director of the Coronado Quivira Museum in Lyons, Kansas.
The Santa Fe traders camped out along streams as much as possible, and then you reach a point probably here in central Kansas where you're heading westward and water is not as plentiful.
Water was critical for those making the journey, and 4 miles west of today's Lyons, Kansas, you'll find an important spot to fill that need.
We have Buffalo Bill's Well that is a major historic site here in our county, and people used it as late as the 1920s for water.
The well is just one of the pieces of the old trail that you can find evidence of in this area.
There are ruts here all over Rice County, but probably the most famous ruts is Ralph's Ruts, which is between Lyons and Great Bend. The owners of the ruts certainly welcome people to come and look at it.
The Coronado Quivira Museum tells the story of the Native Americans who lived here, the Spanish explorers who visited the area, and the settlers and traders who later traveled the Santa Fe Trail and established the towns and farms found here today. It's a great place to learn about the history of the area. Traveling to the countryside in Lyons, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
clock is ticking to get a new farm bill approved. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The 2018 Act authorizing the Federal Farm Program expired last weekend. Work started some time ago on the 2023 version, and that was the subject of a Farm Foundation Forum panel discussion last week. One panelist, Emily Pliscott, is an economist on the staff of Democratic Congressman David Scott, ranking member of the House Ag Committee. She chose to touch on a part of the farm program known as the nutrition title.
Nutrition is also very necessary for the bill to pass. We believe that the coalition between urban and rural members is absolutely necessary to pass a farm bill.
The nutrition title takes up around 80% of the farm program budget. Pliscott also singled out ag research funding, one of the smallest line items in the farm program.
This is one of the most bipartisan areas and bipartisan titles of the farm bill. Research is really, really important to continue to invest in and develop tools so that farmers and ranchers and small communities are able to use them.
More tomorrow, and learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with Congress still debating about finances going on at the federal level along with the upcoming Farm Bill of 2023. Former House Agricultural Committee Chair Frank Lucas from the great state of Oklahoma is also back up in Congress even after falling after a stray bull on his farm ended up hitting him. But he says he's back up and at it, looking forward to getting to work.
I am dramatically improved since on the 4th day of August. I had a confrontation in my cow pens with a stray bull, and in the course of events, he managed to run over me, put me into the side of an alleyway hard enough to push my right leg, the ball and the femur, into the socket to break it, and broke also in several places my pelvis. But I'm getting better, and I promised by my surgeon I'll have a full recovery.
The congressman said that he is excited to be back on the House floor as he sat down with us to talk about the laundry list of things he's looking to get done, including the Farm Bill of 2023 that's already expired as of September.
Farm Bill has a certain amount of mandatory money, crop insurance and those kind of things, that are committed during the five-year cycle. But much of the rest of the Farm Bill is funded through the regular appropriations. Think about the money to pay the salaries at the NRCS and the FSA. Think about the money that goes through the research programs. Those are annual appropriations. So as a part of this challenge over how we should fund the federal government and at what level, it's brought the appropriations process to stand still.
He also commented after the extension of the continuing resolution for the federal budget that expired on September 30th, saying that the top priority is to keep government agencies functioning.
We've got to, in the short term, fund the government, keep the basic services going, pay the military, pay the federal employees, and we've got to figure out a way to do the regular appropriations because there's not going to be any oxygen politically, so to speak, in D.C. to do important things like the Farm Bill until the appropriations process is over with.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Plains First Council Resort and Casino is giving away $10,000 every Saturday in September. 10K Saturday. Earn points on your Seven Clans Players card and increase your chances to win one of five different $2,000 drawings every Saturday in September. There's just more at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. More life-changing jackpots, more cash giveaways, and more entertainment. Come play this Saturday and take away your share of 10K. Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Thurgood Ag Sales is featuring a fall special on Total Phos Plus. This low-salt starter fertilizer with biotech makes nutrients more available for plant uptake, breaking down organic material into molecules small enough for plants to absorb through the cell walls. This provides maximum phosphorus safely at planting, encourages seedlings to develop more rapidly, increasing water use efficiency, and promotes early plant formation and growth. 829.2, just 465 per gallon. Or 829.2 blend with zinc and sulfur, 550 per gallon, with November delivery and payment by December 10th. Call Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville today, 785-562-7157.
Keep your flexibility up and the pain down during harvest season by exercising in the combine. Seriously, here's how to do it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT 1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a bolder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chomper reels. The VT 1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add Implement Command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Joints and muscles are a common complaint from long hours sitting in the combine during harvest season. Exercise is probably the last thing you're thinking about once you've parked the combine for the day, so the best pain prevention is to get up and move while you're out in the field. Rachel German is a rural rehab coordinator with Ohio Agribility. She says there are a few things you can do to prevent your back, neck, and knees from rebelling at the end of a long day.
We encourage farmers to maybe go out on the platform of the combine and put both hands straight up in the air and reach back a little bit, and we call that a way back. We also encourage them to possibly bend over if they have the room to and stretch their back out in the other direction. So that gives you increased mobility both forwards and backwards on the back. Also, you can stand with feet shoulder width apart, put your hands on your hips and twist to one side until comfortable. Return to neutral and twist to the other side until comfortable again. All these things should be done at comfort levels. Do not twist until pain. Do not do anything that your doctor would not recommend to you to do.
How often you do this depends on you and your schedule.
Depending on how long the harvest session is, you could do it once an hour. You could do it once every couple of hours. Most certainly more than once a day if possible.
And the best part? You don't need any special workout clothes. Whatever you feel comfortable harvesting in will be just fine. I'm Jody Hinke. You'll find more stretches and exercises to do while you're out in the field at agriculture.com.
All new for 2024, the Nordis Motor Company has the Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Colorado. It's four-wheel drive Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Trailblazer priced at $22,200 new and a 23 Chevy Malibu at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Hey, Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
The competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time-of-day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
And remember, when you buy Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. Tender use, on-site seed treatment, and the best service in the business. We truly care, and we test the products before you get them. Pioneer from Performance Ag, 785-313-3064.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through a Wednesday as markets closing here in just a little bit. And as we go through the day, haven't seen a whole lot of movement overall on the board, especially for the grain markets. Corn still slightly lower right now. December corn down 1.5 cents to 486 and a quarter. March corn down by 1.25 at 501, even a bushel. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's up to, down 12.5 cents at 670 and three quarters. March KC wheat down by 11.25 to 679. And a quarter of a cent. Over in the bean market, they've kind of teetered back and forth right now. November slightly higher, 0.75 cents to 12.73 and a half. January's up 0.5 cents to 12.92 and a half a cent. Mixing the meal right now, October's up 2.60 at 3.65 and 80 cents. December, on the other hand, down by 20 cents at 3.71 and 50 cents. Mostly red for the later futures as well. Soybean oil for October down 45 cents to $59 even. December down by 3/4 to 56 and 39 cents. Cotton market real quick. December cotton is in the red by 7 pennies at 87 and 36 cents. Take a quick look at your U.S. dollar index right now. December index is in the red by 1/4, sitting at 106.47. The March index also down by 28 cents at 106.02. The euro is slightly in the green. Not a lot of movement, though, sitting at 105. The Australian dollar in the green at 63 cents. And the British pound for December slightly up at $1.21. Overall, the 30-year bonds for the day in the green by just over a point, sitting at 111.22. 30-year bonds for March, really not a lot of change there. 10-year notes for December, up slightly at 107.03. In the stock market, we see the Dow Jones keep going back and forth right now. The Dow Jones back down in the red 30 points at 32,972. The S&P up by 10 points at 42.39. The NASDAQ up 95 points, sitting 13,154. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. People in Kansas could be seeing vultures around their property. Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts shares about the species of vultures that can be found in Kansas. This time of year is when the vultures might be congregating and causing concern for producers.
So in Kansas, the most common species of vulture that we see throughout the state is the turkey vulture. There is also the black vulture that can be present in Kansas, but they are not very abundant. They have been detected as far north as Salina and Russell, but typically that species is going to be much more common down right along the Oklahoma border, and especially in extreme southeast Kansas. So this time of the year, turkeys are getting into their flocks or groups that they're going to migrate with. That's the main reason that we see congregations of them this time of the year.
Ricketts has been receiving many calls regarding vultures in towns and vultures around livestock. One of the species is more commonly known for contributing to livestock fatalities.
The type of call that I get that doesn't involve loss of animals would be turkey vultures that are roosting in towns. So they do like to roost on water towers. They will also roost in large trees and on cell phone towers and that sort of thing. The other type of call that I get involves livestock. So black vultures are known to kill young livestock, sometimes sick livestock. Turkey vultures rarely do this. There are some situations where they will attack or kill young livestock, but it's very, very rare.
He discusses strategies producers can use to disperse roosts of vultures around their livestock.
The best way to keep those away from our calving areas is going to be to disperse that roost, and we do that by hanging up either a real dead vulture or a fake dead vulture in the roost or near the roost or even in the pasture where we may be calving at. And it's not likely that you're going to quickly be able to get your hands on a real dead vulture because we have to get a permit through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in order to do that. But we can make a fake dead vulture out of a stall mat. Sometimes just that fake dead vulture, which we would call an effigy, will disperse the roost. Other times we have to pair some noise making with that. And you could do that with a shotgun, just making sure not to shoot actually towards the birds because you don't want to injure them because they are federally protected. The bangers by themselves typically don't do a good job of dispersing a roost. But when we pair those with the effigy, that two-pronged approach can be very effective.
That was K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts on turkey and black vultures in Kansas. He wants to remind people they are more likely to see turkey vultures in Kansas, which are usually less of an issue for producers. There are steps producers can take to get rid of vultures, but they need to be careful because they are federally protected. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thank you. one of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.